All right, so we're diving into Don't Fall for the Cap by Terrence Cole. This is wow, the title just grabs you right away, you know? I feel like a lot of our listeners out there are probably exploring the whole single life thing right now, maybe figuring it out for themselves, maybe just curious.
Yeah, and that word cap, it's like slang, right? For lies, deception, basically BS. So Cole's kind of letting us know right off the bat that we're going to be challenging some of the usual ideas about being single. And the fact that this is a study guide, but it's built around what the Bible says, well, that tells me we're going to be mixing like personal growth stuff with some spiritual stuff too.
Yeah, it's definitely not your typical self-help book. Cole's style, it's just so direct, almost like he's just sitting here talking to you. And speaking of direct, he goes right for it. The first big cap he wants to debunk, you ain't enough.
It's so interesting how he takes on this message you see everywhere, not just in, religious groups or whatever. It's like all over society, this idea that if you're single, you're somehow incomplete, like less than. It's like everyone's pushing this narrative that you need to be in a relationship to be truly happy, to really succeed.
Oh, yeah, totally. But Cole just comes in and says, hold on, that's cap. He's saying God made us whole and complete, like right from the start. Being single, it's not some kind of punishment. It's not like you're just stuck waiting for real life to begin. He even pulls a quote from the Bible, 1 Corinthians 7:7, where Paul, the Apostle Paul, actually calls singleness a gift.
Now I know, that might sound kind of strange at first, but when you think about the history, the time Paul was writing in, it makes sense. This community he was writing to, they were dealing with serious persecution. Staying single, it actually gave them a certain kind of freedom, a focus to really dedicate themselves to their faith. And even today, that idea, having that time and energy to go after your passions, your purpose, well, it really speaks to people.
I love how Cole brings it all together with this analogy. He compares being single to leveling up in a video game.
Right. Like for anyone who isn't into gaming, leveling up means you're gaining experience, getting new skills, becoming stronger. So Cole's point is that being single, it's prime time to invest in yourself, your goals, your passions, even your relationship with God. It's like those training montages you see in movies before the big fight scene. You're getting yourself ready, stronger, and more equipped.
That's such a good way to put it. So instead of thinking of being single as lacking something, we can look at it as a time to really grow. And it makes what he says next even more powerful. He just drops this truth bomb. If you can't be happy single, you ain't gonna be satisfied married.
Whoa, that's a powerful statement. He's basically saying, that a relationship, it won't magically solve all your problems. In fact, it might actually make it worse. You got to think, if you haven't learned to be content, to be happy just being you, then all those unresolved issues, well, they're probably going to come up and cause trouble in a relationship. It's like trying to build a house on a foundation that's all shaky and cracked.
So it's not about finding that one person to complete us, right? That's a pretty radical idea. He's really going against that whole fairy tale thing about finding happiness through a relationship.
Totally. Cole's arguing that relying on someone else to fix us, well, that's just asking for trouble. He wants us to use this single time as a training ground, a time to really work on ourselves. And he even finds backing for this idea in the Bible, specifically 1 Corinthians 7:32-35, talks about, the freedom and focus being single can give you.
So if we zoom out and look at the bigger picture here, it's about changing our perspective,
Right.
right? He's not saying to just sit around waiting for a relationship. He wants us to see this time as a chance to really grow, to chase after God, to chase our dreams, as he puts it, without all the distractions and the responsibilities that come with being in a relationship.
Exactly. It's not about waiting around. It's about leveling up in every area of your life. Cole would probably say, use this time to get your finances in order, learn a new language, really dig into your faith, whatever it is that lights you up inside.
I love how practical it is. It's not just some vague idea, you know? It's about taking actual steps toward your goals, becoming the best version of yourself. And he's not afraid to talk about, the contentment piece either. He straight up says, contentment, it's something you got to learn. It doesn't just happen. He even points to Philippians 4:1-13 for anyone who wants to go deeper on that.
And that is so important because when people aren't content, well, they end up compromising in relationships, settling for less than they deserve because they're scared of being alone. And honestly, that can lead to a whole lot of unhappiness down the road.
Oh, and Cole doesn't hold back on that point. He says, you better wait on God instead of crying over somebody who doesn't even pray for you. I mean, that's hilarious, but also so true.
It's a wake-up call, for sure. He's reminding us to choose well. to build a relationship that's based on a strong foundation, mutual faith, shared values, that kind of thing.
And that all circles back to that training ground metaphor, right? This time in our lives, it's about building self-awareness, inner strength, and being able to see what really matters in a relationship, not settling just because we're desperate or scared.
Absolutely. It's about using this time to level up your discernment so you can make good choices. Choices that line up with your values and will actually lead to a fulfilling life.
So, are you ready for his sticky statement? You know, the one he really wants us to remember.
Hit me with it.
Okay, here it is. If you ain't content single, you'll be miserable married. Mic drop.
Wow, that's bold. It really makes you think about your motives. Are you looking for a relationship because you really want a connection? Or are you trying to fill some kind of emptiness inside? Are you putting your own peace, your own growth first? Those are some tough questions, but they're important ones, especially if we want to build healthy relationships that last.
It really does, you know. It makes you stop and think. I mean, it's so easy to get caught up in all that pressure, you know, from society to be in a relationship. We forget to even ask ourselves, what do I want? What would actually make me happy?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what's so cool about Cole's message, you know what I mean? He's not afraid to, like, shake things up a little, get us to think differently about being single. Mm-hmm. He's not saying relationships are bad. He's not saying everyone should stay single forever, but he is saying, hey, check your motives. Make sure you're getting into a relationship for the right reasons.
And that's where that whole training ground idea comes in, I think. Instead of looking at being single like, oh, I'm just waiting.
Yeah.
We can use this time to become more self-aware, work through some of that baggage we're carrying around, develop some good habits that'll help us in any relationship, really, whether it's with, you know, a romantic partner, a friend, even ourselves.
Exactly. And Cole, he actually gives you some practical advice on how to do this. You know, like he says, spend time in prayer, meditation, read the Bible, other books that inspire you, surround yourself with good people, people who support you. He even talks about setting healthy boundaries, learning to say no to things that just drain you or that don't fit with your values.
I love that he gives us something we can actually do. It's not just like sit around, wait for Mr. or Mrs. Right to come knocking. It's about working on yourself, becoming the best you can be. That's empowering, you know?
It is empowering. And it takes the pressure off, like needing to find that one person to complete you. Instead, you can focus on becoming a whole, complete person yourself, and then you bring that to your relationships.
And speaking of completion, it's interesting how he uses that word cap to call out all those lies we've been told about being single. Like, being single means you're incomplete or you're missing out on something crucial. It's just cap.
Right. It's like he's saying, don't buy the hype.
Yeah.
Society tells us you got to have a partner to be happy. But Cole's like, no, find that happiness inside yourself first. He reminds us we're already complete, worthy of love, just as we are. And again, he uses scripture to back it up. Psalm 139.14, it says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. That's a powerful reminder. Our value, it comes from God, not from whether or not we're in a relationship.
It's beautiful, and it connects back to something we were talking about before, you know, contentment, finding contentment right where you are. It's so easy to compare yourself, you know, especially with social media and everything, to feel like you're falling behind. But Cole reminds us true contentment, it comes from within. You can choose to be happy, fulfilled, no matter what your circumstances are.
And contentment, it doesn't mean you just settle or you stop trying. It means you appreciate what you have. You focus on the good. You trust that God has a plan for you.
And maybe part of that plan, are you doing this time of being single, a time to like level up in those specific areas that are going to prepare you for those future relationships? Like maybe you need to work on your communication skills, how to deal with conflict, you know, in a healthy way. Maybe just understanding what a healthy relationship even looks like.
Oh, those are all good points. And Cole, he actually encourages people to look back at their past relationships and see if there are any patterns, you know?
Mm.
Or unhealthy behaviors, stuff they might need to address. He even talks about getting professional help if you need it. It's like he's going for a whole person approach to growth, which I think is so valuable.
It makes you realize being single, it's not just about waiting for someone to show up. It's about doing that inner work so that when you do find that person, you can build something healthy, something that will last.
And he's not just talking about romantic relationships either. You know, he talks about having good friendships, strong family connections, being involved in your community. He sees all these relationships as chances to learn and grow.
It's about becoming a well-rounded person, someone who can give and receive love in all its forms.
Right.
Right, them.
Exactly. I think that's such an important message, especially in a society that's always putting romantic love on a pedestal. Cole reminds us that real fulfillment, it comes from having all kinds of loving relationships in your life, not just having a romantic partner.
And honestly, that's something that might be easier to do when you are single, when you have more time and energy to put into those relationships.
Oh, absolutely. Being single gives you a certain freedom, flexibility, that can be so valuable when you're building those connections.
And I love how Cole brings it all back to your relationship with God. He reminds us that God is always there no matter what, that he loves us, no conditions attached. And that's where we find our true identity, our purpose.
And that's really the foundation for everything he's talking about. You know, when you know who you are in Christ, you're free to be yourself, to go after what you're passionate about, to build those healthy relationships without being scared or insecure.
So what does this mean for you, the listener? If you're single right now, maybe you're feeling that pressure to be in a relationship. I hope this deep dive has given you a new way to look at things. Cole wants you to see this time as a training ground, a time to get ready for something amazing, not a waiting room.
It's a time to invest in yourself, to figure out what you love, to build those strong connections, and to grow closer to God. It's a time to level up in every area of your life, so when you do get into that relationship, you're coming from a place of strength, wholeness, and contentment.
It really is about, you know, like flipping the script. Instead of, I need to find someone, it's, I'm going to be the best Amy I can be and trust that the right person will show up when it's supposed to.
Right. And hey, maybe you realize along the way that you're actually totally good on your own. You're content, you're fulfilled, and that's awesome too. The point is, embrace where you're at right now and just make the most of it.
I love that. Takes the pressure off big time. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of, you know, Cole talks about this too. Being single, it's not justy about getting ready for a relationship down the road. It's about living a life that's full, meaningful right now. He's like, go after your passions, travel, help others, make a difference.
Yeah, he's right on the money with that. This time you have, being single, it's a gift. It's a time to explore, you know, who are you? What do you want? Don't waste it waiting for someone else to complete you. Go out there and la vie.
So much good stuff in this message. And it all kind of comes back to that idea of intentional growth, right? Mm. Cole's not saying to just sit around and wait for stuff to happen. He's saying, be proactive. Take charge of your life. Make this time count. I think that's pretty inspiring.
It is inspiring. And I hope, you know, you're listening to this and you're walking away feeling, I don't know, fired up, ready to embrace being single and all the amazing things it can hold.
Yeah, me too. As we wrap things up here, I want to leave you with something to think about. It kind of builds on what Cole was saying, but he didn't directly address it. If being single really is a training ground, what are the things you want to work on? What do you want to level up in before you get into a relationship? Maybe it's your communication. Maybe it's how you handle your emotions, setting boundaries. Maybe it's just, you know, believing in yourself more. Whatever it is, take some time to think about it. Make a plan.
Such a good question. And, you know, if you find yourself wanting to dive deeper into all this, maybe you're looking for some practical tips. Cole's message has got it all. It's full of wisdom that can help you navigate this time in your life, you know, with confidence, with purpose.
Exactly. And remember, wherever you are in your journey, you are not alone. There are so many people out there embracing being single and living their best lives. So keep learning, keep growing, and keep diving deeper into the things that matter most to you.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
See you next time.